a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I know I'm potentially opening myself up to some abuse coming my way, but I'm going to be open and honest with you, Log. Mother's Day was on Sunday. Okay. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful day. We had a very busy Sunday.
Yeah.
Junior footy in the morning. Then I work of a Sunday. I had to do the football.
Yes.
Down here, which
and you
is
had
great.
Lingy's last word, of course.
Yes.
With the ABC.
Yes.
Which we actually replayed one of those
yesterday. Oh, yeah. Ah, awesome. Thanks. Yeah.
It was just you yelling at people.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. Venting. And then obviously Dodsy took the boys to the footy as well. So it was a big Sunday. So anyway, our Mother's Day was Saturday evening at home. Dodsy did a big run. She's training for the marathon, the Gold Coast Marathon.
You're a weapon, Dodsy.
Yes, she is. 24K run. But as part of that, while she was away, our thing was with the boys, we were going to turn our house or our dining area into like little fun restaurant. So decorated the table.
Bless.
Me and the three boys actually cooked the meal. Like she loves spaghetti bolognese and I knew after a big run she'd love that. So they were cooking the spag bowl. I was having to make sure no one burnt themselves or anything like that.
Very good, very good.
Yep. Garlic bread for entree. apple pie and ice cream for dessert.
Can I come to this restaurant?
Oh, yeah, but pretty basic stuff.
No, it's beautiful.
We tried hard. Henry made up a menu, printed it all out, then laminated it and had it sitting there, picked some flowers for the table.
Stop it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. And you know, when she walked in, got to go and have a shower, all that, just after the big run. And then, you know, Max was like, welcome to the restaurant. You can take a seat. Can I take your order? That sort of thing. So beautiful stuff. It was really, really nice stuff. Then we get to present time.
Yeah.
And obviously I had to organise the present for the boys to give.
Had to,
their mum. Sorry. I wanted to.
You've got to keep your change,
yes,
mate.
And don't worry, the worst is yet to come.
Like, oh, man.
And it was a nice little pack of, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dodsy loves those. It's a bit of that American choice in her. She just loves them. So that was the present.
Nice.
Then the boys, you know, after dinner, hang, play, mucking around, all that, get them to bed. And then...
And then the real present comes in.
Nah, stop it. Dodsy and I sat down and I said, right, sit down at the table.
Yeah.
This is now your actual present. No. Lauren, why does your brain always go there? This, I know abuse is coming my way from you here. I gave the gift for Mother's Day to Dodsy of time. Okay. No, not the herb time. Actual time.
It's some tea.
Yes.
Why is it?
Yeah. Because for Dodsy's 40th birthday, about 18 months ago, she got given all these incredibly generous, beautiful gifts, like a night at Lon Retreat in Point Lonsdale, beautiful
bless,
spot.
Yes,
this place
beautiful.
In St. Leonard's, a great spot with a bit of treatment type stuff. A variety of massages.
Yeah.
All at their beautiful different locations around our area. Lots of variety, but superb, superb presents. None of them have been used because we have been so busy.
Yeah, just naturally you are very busy
all
people.
That, yeah. Kids flying around work, all that sort of stuff. So I said, we are going to sit down now and go through and we're going to get you a night at Lon. We're going to get you the nights at St. Leonard's and we're going to get you the massage there and we're going to book it in there, and it's all going to be locked and we're going to have our diaries open and the gift of time to use all of your birthday vouchers and wonderful experiences that people have given you. We're just blocking them out and they're your time. Is that lame-o or what?
I am turned on. I think that is so well done by you.
Really?
So well done. Because what it shows is that you see things, you hear things, you book things, and that is good.
Oh, wow. See, I thought I was opening myself up for you just calling me an absolute deadbeat husband.
No, I mean, well, I call you that too, but booking things, well done, Cameron Ling.
The gift of time.
The gift of time. And also a saucy massage of your own.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, there's been a bit of a bust up that's happened at a gig. I'm not sure if you've seen this at all, but have you heard about anything that's happened? Okay.
No.
I want you to listen to the audio.
Okay.
And we're going to play a bit of a game because I want to see if you can guess what gig this was at.
All right.
Okay. So this happened in Melbourne last week, end of last week. Have a listen to this. All right.
Wow.
What gig did that occur at?
There was clearly a bus reversing there because there was lots of beeps.
Oh, it was. Do you know what? That audio originally that was on the web, I had to put more beeps in because I noticed that they had definitely left out some stuff.
Oh, a couple had slipped through.
Oh, baby. And I'm talking top tier, top shelf.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Where? So whose gig? Is that what
yes.
you want me to guess?
Whose gig? What type of gig do you think that would be?
Well,
maybe even give me a genre.
Yeah, I'm probably... Okay, I'm stereotyping here, which is really, really wrong of me.
It is
but
really wrong.
I'm imagining something pretty heavy, like either hard like rap or heavy metal type, like one of those. That was pretty aggressive.
Okay, okay. I'm going to give you another clue.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we could please just have some calm in this hall, I would really, really appreciate it.
I recognise that voice. I know who that is.
Who is it?
That's the great Tina Arena, isn't it?
Yes.
Was that fight at a Tina Arena
that
concert?
That fight was at the Palais.
No.
On Thursday night as part of her Don't Ask Again tour, which is hilarious because it's kind of like, don't you dare get me to ask again.
No. What's the fight over?
So I don't really know. There was a lot going on there. It was a brawl that broken out between two of her fans. And it sounds as if it was two fans plus their partners as well. Because it was a bit of like, you're a beep. And then the other one's like, I'm a beep. What are you? You're a beat.
At Tina Arena. It's not like there's been a clash in the mosh pit then.
Literally, the Palais, if you haven't been there before, it's all seats.
Yeah. Right? I love it's going to concerts there. That's my style.
The story was that apparently people... This is the other part of the story. She was heard heckling some people as they got up to go to the toilet, right? That didn't cause the fight.
Tina Arena
said, back in my day, you wouldn't leave to go to the toilet unless you were shitting your pants. She said,
heckle.
Right? That's amazing. But some fans paid up to $250 for a ticket. And so, you know, you'd let your bladder explode for that. I thought, did that maybe cause the fight? I don't know. Was someone... But we don't know what caused it. I mean, if someone did go to this gig, please give us a call and let us know.
Yes, I'd love to know. Because what is it? Someone standing up in front when someone else wants to sit down?
It's bizarre
or?
That this happened at a Tina Arena gig. Let's have another listen.
Beeps in it.
Oh, hang on. Not this one. I've done a Tom there.
Some
hang on. No, I've done another. Oh, my God. I've done a
this is why the fight started. What? Oh, and then the crowd gets involved.
Yeah, the crowd gets involved, right? Because it's basically like, I'm a, what's your part, mate?
Yeah.
Mate, not even.
Okay, if you had given me 100 guesses, I would not have got to Tina Arena.
It's a Tina Arena gig. Anything can happen at a Tina Arena gig.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, Log, I reckon you're with me on this one. Occasionally, I think that I'm...
Better than everyone?
No.
Oh.
No. That I'm going to be annoying people when I park my car. So you know the moment when so we're talking now about a parallel parking.
Parallel situation, yeah. Yes.
And you know the car park is a little tight.
Yes.
Because of where the car in front and the car behind have parked their cars. It's
yes.
a little tight
yeah.
to fit your car in.
Your massive rig.
No, normal sized car, kind of.
Yeah.
But I think, it's a car park. It's out the front of where I want to be parking, so I'm going to park it anyway.
And I always say to myself, look, it's made to be parked in, so surely I'll fit.
Yes, correct. So then you park and you know that you have got really close to either the car in front or behind or both sometimes. Yeah. And you're kind of going, gee, I hope the people who are in those cars or those cars are owned by don't come out while I'm still here, because I know that I'm putting them in that annoying situation of when they get out to their car, they're like, oh God, how am I going to get out? Gee, that car's close.
Yeah, yeah. And it's super. And you just don't care because you're Cameron Ling.
No. But I don't care because I've gone. I've left my vehicle and I'm wherever I need to be. Not my problem anymore.
Not my problem.
But you really hope that when you come back to your car, that person is not coming back to their car at the same time. Yeah. Or as you're exiting your car, having made the park, that they're not then coming to your car park, and you give that little moment of like, sorry, but you're going to have to deal with it because I'm not moving my car anymore.
Okay. So you prefer to do things, you know, unknown.
Yes.
You don't want to be – you don't do front stuff is what I say.
Basically, my car out wherever it's parked is anonymous as long as I'm not there. So therefore, the people are only angry at my car. They're not angry at me.
If you park a car in the woods and no one's around to see it –
that's correct.
Did you actually park it?
Unfortunately, out the front here at K-Rock in Mirrabool Street, I parked – this is a few days back, late last week. I parked my car – and I knew that I was way, 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 way too close to one of the cars.
Yeah.
And I knew that it was a bigger car as well. It was kind of one of those, Hilux-y, Ford Ranger-y type, those ute type things. And I'm like, it's an awkward get out for that guy, but I have to park here because it's pretty close to where I want to be.
Yeah, exactly. I've got coffees and I'm not walking.
Yeah, selfishness. I'm not walking. I get it. I'm 100% selfish, but I'm like, it'll be fine because I'm about to do a two-hour radio shift. And by the time I get back out in my car, all good. That car's going to have had to deal with whatever he's had to deal with. So I get out of the car and I'm coming out and I walk through our doors to our building here. And the wonderful, the great Zach Tui was coming the other way. And I'm having a great chat. I'm like, I know, hey Reggie, I know him really well. We've become friends and chatting away and everything like that. What he been up to? How's retirement? Blah blah blah. Good chat. And then I go to head into our building and I just glance over my shoulder, like almost as a goodbye, and I see him going to the car that I had basically jammed in.
Okay.
I've now made it almost impossible for him to leave his car parking space.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like glanced at his car and my car and kind of glanced back over his shoulder at me.
Yeah.
And I knew that I'd jammed him in. He knew that I'd jammed him in. And that moment, he didn't say anything. He's too polite. He's too wonderful. But the look in his eyes was like, are you serious, mate?
Yeah.
And I'm like, gotta go, Tom and Log need me. And I've gone basically running for the elevators to get out of there and left behind poor Zach Tui to deal with. Like, he could still be there now, Austin Powers style, just a little reverse.
The orange sherbet. Yeah. He's cursing the orange sherbet. That's what he's doing.
It's one of the most awkward, second and a half eye contacts I've ever had.
Yeah.
I am rude, I am selfish, I get that, and I'm sorry, Zach.
Oh, well, I've got to say no more then. You've said it all.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.